show.
Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
An outstanding one last night. Here's House in 1 minute.
Tell me about Speed Racer.
The lab shows signs of dehydration.
You're with the CIA.
One of our employees just returned from an assignment sick.
Where are you?
I'm on a top secret mission for the CIA.
Right.
Why should I trust you to figure out what it is? Where's Dr. House?
Where is the poor sick fella?
House isn't here.
I shouldn't have been so quick to dismiss your symptoms.
I'm just trying to save a patient, not score points with my boss.
Why are we here? You might as well have just Googled poison.
You talking about Dr. Cameron?
She thought lupus was...
She tell you to start treating?
Yes.
It's polio.
So go find House and tell him your theory.
I deserve shame and ridicule for offering a consult. Unheard of for a doctor.
You offering me a job?
My God, you're actually at the CIA.
If you're wrong again, you may have cost that man his life.
If there's anything you learned today, it's got to be that you can be wrong.
So he ate Brazil nuts.
I know how to kill a man with my thumb.
You bringing this up now, so I'll forgive you for messing with my patient?
We saved Speed Racer. She had polio. We cured it with vitamin C.
You poisoned her?
This will make them do research.
Go on, get out of here.
Guy's a nut job.
I gave notice today. I'll see you at 9 o'clock on Monday.
All right. The Don and Mike Show. I'll tell you what.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
We do a dynamite job of cutting that thing up every week, but I really wish we would have left the line in when Huey Laurie said that the CIA had a camera and was looking at Lisa Edelstein's vagina.
What about vagina?
Lisa Edelstein.
Made me laugh out loud. And also when he said the thing about, yeah, it's right here on my penis.
Right. And a new hottie is added to the cast, yeah. Which is nice. Right, House?
Yeah, Greg House.
Hi. Michelle Michael.
Thank you, Buzz, for the assist. Name. Thank you for the assist on that, Buzz.
You were paying attention to that also?
I'm all over that, yeah.
She's mega hot.
You should have seen the fervent detective work going on between Buzz and Joe before the program.
Feverish it was.
Where do we know her from? IMDb that.
She is definitely the hottest thing on television.
You know why? Because not only does she talk the talk, she walks the walk.
Hello. The Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
What's going on, my man?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, my man. Hey, cats and kittens. Get ready to rock your socks off.
Groovy.
Don't bust my chops like that. I'm just as old as you, man. Anyway.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're older. Mike and I will live forever.
You remember
forever.
The midnight special, and we both probably were sitting up late at night eating popcorns, and I was definitely getting fat looking at that crap on Friday night.
No, I like eating popcorns.
There you go.
You remember Don Kirshner's rock concert?
Yes, I love that show, man, because that's my first time I seen Iggy Pop, Iggy and the Stooges. You know? First time I seen, who else? The Sex Pistols and all when punk rock was coming to...
This is Don Kirshner. Kirshner's rock concert.
Whatever happened to Kirshner?
I don't know.
I believe something that happens to people in old folks' homes. CBS Cares.
You'll have to ask Hector Elizondo about it.
I think Paul Schaefer kind of made his name by imitating Don Kirshner.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you? Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS Cares.
I'm your father.
I believe that Don Kirshner lived the life.
Don. Oh,
yes.
I want to talk about Don. Don Shula. I think he's still pissed off from that Foxborough debacle that happened back in the 80s.
I'm glad you brought this up. Hold on a second. In case you don't know, Don Shula cannot shut his big, friggin' old man mouth.
Could you? Oh, my God.
Maybe,
man.
Maybe you're like me and you get annoyed every year when the NFL team that's going undefeated finally loses, and they have the shot of the 72 Dolphins, and they all pop the corks and the champagne, and the record is safe for another year.
Don, well, that's disgusting, man.
Don Shula now.
Christ.
Don Shula is so convinced that the Patriots are going to go all the way.
He's having flashbacks of Foxborough when a dude came out and shoveled his field and beat his ass.
He was saying that if they go 16-0, it's got to be with an asterisk. Because of Spygate.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
Because they cheated in the very first game. And it is so... I got to let you go. You got noise in the background. Thank you for the call. It is so defensive of all of these guys from the 72 Dolphins that every year, I mean, going all the way back to like 1985 in that famous Bears-Dolphins game, every year they treasure it. They want to stand up and they want to say, we're better than the Steelers, than the Packers, the 49ers, the Cowboys. We're the perfect team. Nobody else is perfect.
So he's saying because of the cheating scandal, he wants an asterisk put on the on an undefeated season. If they, I mean, and a long way to go for the Patriots before that happens.
Yeah. Don Shula, from what I was reading, is pretty sure they're going to go 19-0.
Oh, well, Don Shula knows.
And he is already starting to put his spin, saying, listen, when you rank the teams, it's got to be the Dolphins here and the Patriots here.
Wow.
Because there was no Spygate.
Doesn't Don Shula, hasn't he received enough accolades where he doesn't have to do that? Why is he doing that? Is it, maybe he's doing that because they have the big celebration when somebody knocks the Patriots off.
I have always found it rather pompous when you see these old farts. And listen, that was a beautiful season for Miami, right?
Everybody remembers that season. Any football fan remembers that undefeated season where they went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, Larry Little,
Mercury Morris.
I mean, yeah, you could name virtually the entire team. Jake Scott. That was
Garo Yepremian.
Right, Nick Buonocani. See how many names we know?
I mean, and this is for Miami. I mean, a team that's not in our hometown.
But for whatever reason, these guys are so insecure. When a team goes 6, 7, 8 games in a row, they all get together at a Shula Steakhouse, and when the team loses, they all get bombed.
And they read their menu on the football.
Yeah, and then, you know, Chris Berman puts them on TV, and they toast.
You know, it's any athlete or a coach, anybody in the business, when you have attained greatness, when you've achieved greatness, I think you just sit back and you enjoy it.
Shut up.
And if somebody comes along, you know, if it's not the Patriots this year, someday some team's going to do it. It's going to happen. It's,
I guarantee,
it's like anybody else.
Those Dolphin guys don't want it to happen. I saw a commercial for the NFL where they were saying, like, you know, this is the NFL, and they were showing them doing community work and whatever. And then it goes to Don Shula, and he's holding his ring, and he says, "This is perfection."
Oh, God. So he buys his own press.
Oh, sure he does.
He's out of control.
Sure he does. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
I have a question for Mike.
Here. I'm here. Yes, sir.
Sorry about that, Mike. Didn't mean to cut off.
Sorry.
Hey, Mike, why don't you try that AIDS, AYDS diet candy?
I still have lots of the boxes of the chocolates in my closets. AYDS, yes. I hoarded them before they went out of business. That predates me.
We've talked about that product. We actually maybe even played the commercial for AIDS, for AIDS candy.
That's back like when my mom was on diets. I remember that was back with the Hausfraus of that era. Mm-hmm. That was the big thing. And then that pesky disease came along.
Hello, Don. Thanks, Haiti. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're right.
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Porky O'Mara, please?
I'm standing by. I will accept all your slings and arrows.
Play nice.
Play fair.
Hey, listen. No,
proud of yourself. Proud of yourself, Stane. Throw a little Porky out there.
I did. Listen, look. What you need is a guy like Arlie Ermey standing behind you and yelling in your ear that you're a disgusting fat body.
No, you don't. Well, you know, if it was, I wouldn't accept anybody else except Arlie Ermey.
Sure,
that's good.
If it was Arlie Ermey, and then you know,
you're a goddamn genius.
If I didn't make my weight for that particular week when I was sleeping, friends of mine would come in with bars of soap inside socks and hit me as I was tied to the bed.
We would.
And I would react by going, Second day in a row, we mentioned that fabulous tour de force.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Joker. Hi, Joker.
Full Metal Jacket.
Anything you want.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Boom, 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 boom. These boots are made for walking. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900.
First hour only.
Hi, Donna, Mike show. Right. As soon as Pyle goes ballistic. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's a letdown. Hey, not that the second half of that movie is not bad, but it is not nearly what the first half is.
I'm simply not mad about Modine.
Yeah. It's heavy Modine in the second half.
The peacenik joker, Matthew Modine.
Right.
Hello.
And don't forget Cowboy.
Don and Mike show.
Jiminy Click's children are called Matthew and Modine.
Hello, Cowboy. I just remember now. Hello, Don and Mike show. And you're out of there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can you guys name the 5 NFL teams that have cats in the logo?
That have what?
Cats.
Cats.
In their logo.
Jaguars, Panthers, Bengals.
Lions.
And the New England Cheetahs.
New England Cheetahs.
Cheetahs.
Hey, we went down the road with this guy.
Hey, it's the Cheetahs, Mike. The Cheetahs.
Hey,
yeah, wicked good.
Sure.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that the Dolphins went undefeated that year, but if you look at their record, they only played like three teams with a record over 500.
Hey, so. dude, that argument has been wasted over the years. If you knock them all down, it's a strike. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, guaranteed. I mean, I'm not trying to say that, you know, that they don't deserve accolades, but, you know, for them to carry on the way they are. Mm.
Now, when you say they do this, that they actually, like, when the team gets knocked off, the Dolphins get together and have
Mike,
a big celebration.
I'm not exaggerating. They and it's on TV. They have a ballroom and they get together and
every
they
year.
All toast each other and it's a big friggin' deal.
That's somehow sad to me. I mean, it really is. I mean, isn't part of being king of the mountain that you kind of just you know, you rest on your laurels a little bit. You just sort of accept it. Yeah, we're the best.
And Chris Berman seems to always be the one with the exclusive camera shot. Like, and when the Colts finally went down, well, let's go live to Shula Steakhouse. And there they are, popping the champagne.
That's really not why you pop champagne. You pop champagne, you know, because you knocked the other guys off.
You've done something.
Not that they didn't do something. It's it's light. It's lightweight.
Didn't they use the Dolphins in the beginning for the Patriots game this past week? Didn't they have some? Maybe it was on one of the pregame shows where they had all of those guys, Mercury Morris, Larry Zonka, as a matter of fact. I remember him looking in the camera and going, there's only one greatest team of all time.
I think that there's a very good chance also. I mean, how many more games do we have in the NFL regular season?
Seven.
Seven games?
Seven.
I mean, don't count on it. I mean, really, don't count. As good as the Patriots
six?
Are, don't count on it.
I don't know how many they got left. I don't know. They play 16, something like that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Mike?
Yes?
McRib is back.
Oh.
Oh, those are good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm not a fan of the product. I'm really not a fan of the product.
Hopefully only in limited areas, Mike.
You know, up in Maine one time, they put a lobster roll on the menu.
McLobster?
I saw it. Yeah, McLobster.
Had to be a high-quality lobster.
It wasn't bad, actually. I had one.
I had one. That'll change. That story will change.
I had only one, and it was late at night.
Hello, Don.
When Mike. Carla was asleep.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, this is how it started yesterday. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Now what's happening?
Hello.
Me no no. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Don, back when Miami won out, didn't they only have 13 regular game seasons?
I don't know. I think it was maybe 14 back then. But, I mean, who knows? They won 17 in a row. That was it. It was the 14 games, two playoff games, Super Bowl, 17-0.
Well, see, nowadays they would have 16 games and then bye!
Again.
I bet Vegas has some good money on betting against the Patriots right now. I don't think that might be a bad bet.
Listen, as much as I'm bitching about the Dolphins, you got to give them their due. I don't care how many games they played. They won all the games that year.
Mm-hmm. Was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, wasn't that what it was called?
That's Kickin'
Zonka. Right.
And there's a very famous, I remember being in shop class, and my shop teacher, I don't remember the guy's name, Mr. Pedophile, I think was his name.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he got very mad that we were passing around Sports Illustrated. And it's one of those few moments when a teacher cracks up when he lets his guard down for a second.
Uh-huh.
Because we were passing around Sports Illustrated that had Jim Kick and Larry Zonka on the cover, very famous cover.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting by the goalpost, and Larry Zonka is giving the finger. He's sitting Indian style, uh-huh. and he's got his hands on his knees, and he's giving the finger. And it was one of those things that got passed from kid to kid, like, hey, look, it's the finger. And it goes to the next kid. And by the time it got to the teacher, he even had to laugh.
Good.
And yeah, Mike, that was Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid.
I remember I was in college, and I ran into Larry Zonka in a bar in Sarasota, Florida, and walked up to him because I just had to. To tell him I was a big fan because Larry Zonka, after Miami, had played for the New York Giants.
All right.
And I wound up, and I don't believe Mr. Zonka was able to communicate very effectively on that particular occasion. Believe he'd had himself a day.
Had a beverage.
Perhaps out on the golf course.
Maybe been celebrating that perfect season.
I think he was celebrating on that very evening I saw him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, I'm calling to find out, and by the way, this is a call from Portland, Maine, Mike. One of you, I was told, experienced something that I did, which is having passed out while relieving your bladder.
No, I think you're talking about we both experienced priapism.
And that's an erection that lasts
more than 4 hours. And we didn't see our doctor.
We didn't.
Well,
I don't know about you, Mike. I'm going now on 48 hours.
Outstanding. I had the miserable experience of passing out while actually...
Did we ask for calls about people passing out while they were peeing?
Have either one of us, you know, because I'm certainly thinking it might be within the realm of possibility.
I never have.
That you and I have...
I never have.
No. Really?
You should probably find the show that said that and call them.
Call them.
Well, it's a long-time listener of yours that said, I think...
Well, he was lying to you.
Those guys.
You passed out from drinking water once.
Well, I actually...
When did I pass out from drinking water?
I don't remember
it was fairly recent. You had drank a whole bunch of water real fast. You stood up in your TV room and you had yourself a fall.
Oh, no, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but that
might have been what they were confused about. I unfortunately split
my...
Yes. He's determined to tell that story.
I'm sorry, sir, but you are giving me a headache.
And I don't think I'm qualified to say whether I have or have not had that experience.
Really?
Not at a urinal, necessarily, but...
I chip my tooth.
In the act of, I'm sure that I've, you know, been sleepy.
Nodded off.
When I've done that.
Uh-huh. One of the best stories I could say about my late father-in-law, the great Les Wright, mm-hmm. and he really was a great man. He liked to imbibe, and one night, his famous story they tell in the family, that he got up and it was around the holiday time, and some people were sitting by the tree or whatever, and he walked past the kitchen, and went to the fireplace, and started to go number one.
Was he kind of half in a sleep world?
No, Mike, he was in a drunkie mode.
He was a drunkie mode. He was aware of what he was doing. It was just a drunkie aware.
He was talking to people as he was standing in front of the fireplace taking a leak.
That's beautiful. That's a thing of beauty. What a gift he gave to that family.
And then another time, I wasn't there for either of these, but they also said one time in the middle of the night, he got up, he walked over, he opened up the dresser drawer, took a leak, closed the drawer, and got back into bed.
Well, that sounds like maybe he was asleep when he did it.
Again, no.
Have you ever seen anybody that does that? We had a guy, Mad Dog, up at Marist College, it was not a fraternity house, but it was a group home, so to speak, for college students. And we were sitting there, and I'll never forget the name of the girl. It was Kim. I think her name was Kim Feilstra, and we were working on a project.
That bitch!
At the kitchen table, and Mad Dog had gone to sleep. And Mad Dog walked in, and we had one of those big industrial garbage barrels that was right in the kitchen because the school maintained the property.
Right.
And Mad Dog came in, walked right next to us. He was as close to me as I am to you. And he sat there with his eyes closed, and he began to relieve himself into the trash can. And, of course, you know, she screamed top of her lungs, woke everybody up.
That white man made a terrible mistake.
And being the great college kids we are, we moved the trash barrel into the men's room downstairs and labeled it Mad Dog's Urinal for the rest of the semester. I'll never forget that. I think people, when they're drinking and they fall asleep, can do some strange things.
I'm pretty sure with Pop-Pop he was awake.
That makes it funnier because it can be one of two things. Either he's... just like being cool, and he doesn't care. He's just being a maverick. Or he's so wasted that he's just walking over there like it's outside or something.
Uh-huh. Winner.
That is too good.
We have a match.
That is too fabulous.
That's the end of the round.
I love that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.